Can I help you, sir?
Where are they? See, the man talking to your bank manager has his case open.
Oh, that's Mr. Gwendon, one of our assistant managers. Our manager is Mr. Schoen, but he's not in today.
But you see the man with the briefcase?
Yes.
That's my partner. He has a gun in there. And if you don't do exactly what I tell you, or if you give me any kind of a problem at all, I'm going to look over at my partner, and he's going to shoot your Mr. Gwendon between the eyes. Big envelopes and put as many hundreds, fifties, and twenties as you can pack into it. Nothing with bank straps or rubber bands. I don't want any dive packs. I don't want any bait money. Start with the second drawer and then the one over there underneath the money counter. Okay. It's okay. Come on, Loretta. The key's right there next to you. There you go. No bills off the bottom of the drawer, please. First time being around? You're doing great. Just smile, Loretta, so you don't look like you're being held up. You got a very pretty smile. It's the 20s, give me the 20s. I'll take those. There you go. You put those in my pocket. There you go. All right, I had to give my partner a sign. Now that's good. Now he's going to wait 30 seconds until I'm out of the building. Make sure you haven't set off the alarm. If you have, he's going to shoot you, Mr. Gwendon, between the eyes. Okay. All right. I think that'll do it, Loretta. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too.
Hey. She's cute, isn't she?
Yeah, she seems very nice. Who is that?
Get out of the car, sir.
Hey, you want to hear a funny story?
Shut up and get out of the car.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Want something, Foley?
These fellas are going out of here. What if I tell you where and when?
How many?
I expect you to look out for me. Let me run off work detail.
Okay. How many going out?
I hear six.
When?
Tonight.
You know who they are?
Yes, I do, but I'm not going to tell you just yet. Meet me in the chapel just before lockdown. Okay?
I love you, baby.
Tonight's a big night. I'm excited.
Coño, man, mira, Super Bowl Sunday, okay?
See, you moved it up.
What do you think that?
I saw you running this morning. Sticking to your routine in case anybody happened to notice. But you only did a couple of miles instead of your usual five. Saving yourself for the big event. What happened? You finish ahead of schedule?
Mira, you see those posts out there? Putting up another fence about 15 feet past the fence that's already there, you know? So you figure, mira, we wait till Super Bowl Sunday, they have that fence built. Then, coño, we got to dig one another time, 9-10 days, baby?
Yeah.
I don't think so, you know? So tonight when it gets dark, bada bing, I'm out of here. Come on, Foley, you could come, all right?
Appreciate the offer. It's tempting. Long run to civilization. What's it, 100 miles of Miami? Too old. Trying to stunt like that. You send me a postcard when you're there.
Adele DeLisi speaking.
Will you accept a collect call from Jack Foley?
Yeah, I'll accept.
Hey, Adele, how you doing?
Hey, bank robber. Hey, want some advice? Next time, keep the engine running.
That's funny.
So what do you want, Jack?
Adele, you know that Super Bowl party that was for next Sunday? They changed the date. It's tonight at 6:30.
Didn't you tell me one time calls aren't monitored?
I said not as a rule.
All right, so why don't you just come right out and tell me what you're talking about?
Listen to Miss Smarty Mouth out there in the free world.
Oh, yeah, what's free about it?
I'm looking for work.
Yeah, what about Mandrake the Magician?
Emil the Amazing, huh?
You fired me. Hired a younger girl, a redhead.
Adele, the reason I'm calling, they changed the date.
Oh.
It is tonight. It's 6:30. That's like a few hours from now. You
okay.
Buddy, you tell Buddy.
All right, and the guy driving the other car?
What are you talking about?
Well, seeing as you have so much luck with cars, Buddy thought it might be better to bring two, you know? He got this guy who says you know from Lompoc.
Glenn Michaels.
Uh-huh, that's him.
Yeah, Buddy said Glenn thinks you guys are real cool.
Adele?
Yeah.
You tell Buddy I see Glenn Michaels wearing his sunglasses. I'm going to step on him. Might not even take them off first.
Okay, honey. I'll sure do that. Now you try not to get shot. Bye. Hey.
Here, ma'am, let me help you with these.
Oh.
Beautiful young lady like you shouldn't be carrying groceries. Let a man do that for you.
Now, I didn't ask for your help, so don't expect a tip.
Oh, that's okay, ma'am. I'll just take your car.
Happy birthday.
Did you get another Chanel suit in here?
Something much better. Go ahead, open it.
God, it's beautiful.
It's a,
Big Sour 380.
Right.
I love it. Thanks, Dad.
How about some more coffee?
Yeah, I can't. I have to go out to Glades, and then I'm, meeting Ray Nicolette at 10.
Which one is that? The ATF guy?
Actually, he's with the FBI now. He switched over.
He's still married, though.
Technically. They're separated.
Oh, so he's moved out, then?
He's about to.
Well, then they're not separated, are they?
Yeah, can we not talk about this?
What are you doing at Glades?
Oh, serving process, a summons and complaint. Some con doing mandatory life doesn't like macaroni and cheese, so he files suit. Says he doesn't have any choice in what they serve, and that violates his civil rights.
Well, you know, you can step in, work full-time for me as one of my investigators.
Oh, thanks.
You used to like it.
Dad.
You'd meet doctors, lawyers. Nothing wrong with them necessarily if they're divorced. Karen, why waste your time on some cowboy cop who drinks too much and cheats on his wife? That's how those hot shots are, all of them.
I really gotta go.
We don't talk much anymore.
How about I come over Sunday and watch the Super Bowl together?
I'd like that.
Thanks for the gun, Dad.
Right underneath you, pup. You dug a tunnel.
I don't hear anything. Where does the tunnel come out?
We're close from the guard tower.
I don't see nothing.
Just keep watching.
Bureau of Investigation. How may I direct your call?
Yeah, this is Karen Sisko again for Ray Nicolette.
Hold, please.
Yeah.
Would you like his voicemail?
No, forget it. I'll call back later.
All right.
Thanks.
I still don't see anything.
You will directly.
Wait a minute.
Hey, buddy.
It's okay. We're the good guys.
What are you doing here?
Hey. Oh. All right. Girl, what do you do for a living? You pack a shotgun.
I'm a federal marshal and you're under arrest.
I put all the hacks they sent out here, otherwise there's somebody left behind the store.
Why don't we talk about this later? All
right. Okay.
Take this off.
I'm in. Let's go. All right. Hey. You comfy?
I could have a little more room.
Well, there isn't any. Oh, shit. Here we go. Handcuffs in here. Look at this can.
It's for your breath. You could use it. Squirt some in your mouth.
Devil, that's mace, isn't it? Hey. There's your gun. Pistol.
In my bag in the car.
Stunk in there.
I believe it. You're ruining a $900 suit my dad gave me.
Yeah, it went great with that 12-gauge, too. I'm gonna ruin someone like you become a federal marshal.
The idea of going after guys like you appealed to me.
So was that? Guys like me? Let me tell you something. Even though I've been celibate lately, like I forced myself on you. Never done that in my life.
You wouldn't have time anyway. We come to a roadblock, they run the car and find out in about 5 seconds who it belongs to.
That's if they get set up in time, which I doubt. If they do, we'll be looking for a bunch of little Latin fellas. A big black guy driving a Ford.
Must be quite a pal. Risk his own ass like this.
Buddy? Yeah, he's a good guy. Back when we jailed together, he used to call his sister every week without fail. She's a born-again Christian. You know, she does bookkeeping for a televangelist. He'd call her up, he'd confess his sins, he'd tell her whatever bank he happened to rob at the time.
Buddy, that his given name?
One I gave him, yeah.
So what's your name? Be in the paper tomorrow anyway.
Jack Foley. You probably heard of me.
Why are you famous?
The time I was convicted in California, the FBI told me that I'd robbed more banks than anybody in the computer.
How many was that?
Tell you the truth, I don't really know. It started when I was 18 years old. I was driving for my Uncle Cully and his partner, Gus.
So basically you're saying you spent half your life in prison?
Basically, yeah. I go back, I do 30 years, no time off. Can you imagine looking at that?
I don't have to. I don't rob banks.
You don't seem all that scared.
Of course I am.
You don't act like it.
What do you want me to do, scream? That didn't help much anyway. No, I'm just gonna sit here, take it easy, and wait for you to screw up.
Not like my ex-wife.
You were married?
Just for about a year. It could take a few days. Not like we didn't get along. We had fun. We just didn't have that thing, you know, that, spark, you know? Gotta have that.
Mm-hmm.
We still talk, though.
Sure. This is not gonna end well. These things never do.
Turns out I get shot like a dog. It's gonna be in the street, not up a goddamn fence.
You must really see yourself as some kind of Clyde Barrow, huh?
You mean a Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah.
The part in the movie where they get shot when it's Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. Yeah. I like her in that movie about TV.
Network. Yeah, she was good.
Yeah. And that guy says he's not going to take any more shit from anybody.
Peter Finch.
Yeah. Peter Finch. Mad as hell, and I'm not going to take any more of your shit. I mean, that part where they get shot, I remember thinking to myself, that wouldn't be such a bad way to go if you had to.
Nothing.
If you didn't know who I was.
You'd probably tell me.
I'm just saying we met under different circumstances.
You have got to be kidding.
Yeah. Another movie I liked with Faye Dunaway was 3 Days of the Condor.
Well, with Robert Redford when he was young.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought it made sense, though. You know, the way they got together so quick. I mean, romantically.
Well, but if...
Where the hell are we?
At the turnpike. Glenn's right above us with the other car.
All right, come on, hop on out.
Turn around and get your hands up.
We may as well leave her. We're leaving the car, and we gotta leave her someplace anyway. What's the difference where?
She's coming with us.
Look, Jesus Christ, what were you doing in there?
For a name.
I already looked. Her name is Karen Sisko, like the Sisko kid, only spelled different. S-I-S-C-O.
Karen? All right, Karen, now you be a good girl. Now I'm going to open up the... Hey, now! Now you're putting holes in your car. I'm not leaving you. I'm going to open up the trunk just enough for you to drop your pistol out. Now if you shoot, buddy's got your shotgun, he's going to shoot back. There's nothing I can do about it, so it's up to you.
Hey.
Oh, it's Glenn!
Whoa!
Fuck! Hey, Jack, good to see you, man. What the fuck are you guys shooting at?
We need him?
That cop saw this car. He might tie it to the brake and turn around.
All right. Hey, Studs, we didn't recognize you.
Hey, Studs, man. I haven't heard that since Lompoc, man. So what's going on?
Oh, nothing. Karen? Are you coming out? You hear that?
Okay. You win, Jack.
You get your clothes clean, you send me the bill.
I'll send it to you, please.
What did you crawl through the sewer, man? Who are you?
Take your sunglasses off.
I see better with them on, man.
Hey. You don't take them off, I'm going to throw them off the overpass while they're still on your head. Go wait in the car.
We're in civilization right now, so you can ease up just a little
bit. I'm sorry. I'd like you to wait in the car, please. Take her, put her in the back.
Okay. In the trunk?
In the back seat! In the back seat!
Okay, you gotta come now, because I gotta do...
Wait, I need your jacket. Give me your jacket. Somebody forgot to bring me clean clothes.
I brought them there, Glades in the back of the Cadillac. You decided to jump into the trunk of her car.
Okay.
You can blame me if you want. I don't mind.
You hear it, sir?
What's your problem, Jack?
I don't know why you got Glenn involved in this.
How about the score was his idea to begin with?
Idea? The guy's got a fucking vacant lot for a head.
Yeah. You think she can talk to me like that? Shit. Give me your jacket. I have been sitting here for over a half hour watching out for the highway patrol. You think that's fun? God. You know, I had to go over there in the bushes, just smoke a joint, just so I could, like, you know?
Yep.
I got something big lined up north. Yeah, these guys wouldn't even fucking know about it if it wasn't for me.
Every time he opens his mouth, I want to punch him out.
He's not the problem, Jack. Now, you want to pull your head out of your ass and tell me why the hell we're bringing her with us?
Glenn.
You don't even mind.
You don't remember me, do you?
Couldn't have been Glades, if that's what you're thinking, because I was never out there.
No, that's not what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah? But you sure we've met, huh?
Last fall, I drove you from the Palm Beach County Jail to the federal courthouse. Twice. You're Glenn Michaels. And I forget anybody I've cuffed and shackled. Now let's think about this for a minute, Glenn. See if we can't work it out. Do we have a gun in the car?
Oh, shit. I remember you.
Look, Glenn, Foley's not going to make it. And if he goes down, you go with him. Now, look, I can understand if you guys are close.
No, we're not. But, yeah, I'm helping him. So...
No, wait a minute. Glenn, have you helped him? I mean, technically, at this point, I doubt you could be charged with aiding a fugitive. So you still have a choice.
You want to take it to my place? get cleaned up, come out of the bathroom with your aftershave on, yeah. And she goes, oh, I had you all wrong.
No, I just want to talk to her again. That's all. I just want to see what it might have been like under normal circumstances.
It's too late for that, Jack. He wants to get out of here, and I don't blame him.
Snoopy? He used to be Maurice Mad Dog Miller back when he was a pro. Now you pet him, he goes down.
Bragging he won a throne fight. Fucking pathetic.
Dangerous is what it is.
Who's the bald dude?
Richard Ripley.
The Wall Street guy?
We call him Dick the Ripper on account of all the guys he ripped off.
Oh, yeah. I didn't recognize him without his rug. What's his bid?
3 years. Yeah. You guys on the bench? Okay. 3 years, fined $50 million, and wrote him a fucking check. Just like that. 50 mil, signed his name. Didn't even. Okay, a little help. Okay, heavy! Yeah! Heavy! Come on! Oh!
It's been a bright glare out here. You couldn't read the numbers on the weight.
Oh. Man, jeez.
How do you know he wrote a check?
He told me. We work laundry together. Guy loves to fucking talk.
Yeah, he loves to talk. He talked to the U.S. attorney. Rolled over on all the snitches he was doing business with.
Hey, any guy who can write a fucking check for $50 million, he says anything. I'm all fucking ears. Guy tells me he's got all this money in foreign banks, plus around 5 million uncut diamonds at his house. He said, quote, that I can get my hands on it at any time.
Where does he live?
Detroit. Yeah, Snoopy Miller says that uncut diamonds are about as easy to move as cash.
You ever seen an uncut diamond, Studs? Looks just like a plain old rock.
Wait, you think this guy's lying?
Think, Studs. Use your head. Some guy's got $5 million socked away in his house, and he's going to tell some motor mouth he just met in prison about it.
Oh, I see. You guys are cynical. Right.
Here it comes.
Keep on walking. Keep walking. I won't be answering any questions. I'm just saying she wasn't scared, that's all.
Well, that's because she had a hand on a gun the whole time waiting to make a move.
Nah, you're just jealous because it was me in this trunk, whether or not you.
You're right.
Now, the first thing I'm going to do is get this mud off me.
Daniel.
Daniel Burden, FBI.
Marshal Sisko, Karen's dead.
Would you mind, please, waiting outside? We have some business to do here.
Well, I have to use the John anyway. Excuse me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to be on the task force, Daniel.
Well, that's nice of you to offer, Karen. But I got all the help I can use right now. Instead, let's talk about how you got that bump on your head.
Isn't that my file you're holding on to?
Yes, but I want to hear it from you, starting with when you grabbed the wheel. Now, where was this?
Coming to the Okeechobee exit.
Sit back!
Can you see with those glasses on?
I'm fine. This is stupid, man. These guys are going to be so disappointed in me, man. And you know what? If I wasn't stoned, there is no way that you would have talked me into this. Just remember that, all
right? Get off at the exit right after the bridge.
No, I am not. I'm not fucking turning myself in,
right,
so
there.
Forget it, all right?
Get off at that exit.
What
right
exit?
There.
I don't even
that
see
exit
an exit.
Right there,
sit
man.
Back!
The exit.
No!
Next thing I knew, the paramedics were pulling me out of the car.
There's a couple of points I keep wondering about have to do with the two guys who grabbed you. Buddy, is it? And this fella, Jack Foley. I swear the man must have robbed over 200 banks in his time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He told me he didn't remember how many he robbed.
So you talked to him?
In the trunk, yeah.
And what'd you talk about?
Different things. Prison. Movies.
This fella holds you hostage. You talk about movies?
It was an unusual experience.
You know, Foley made me think of that fella, Carl Tillman, the one that you were seeing, it turns out, the same time he was robbing banks. You recall that?
And what happened to Carl?
Well, the time came you shot him, but you didn't shoot Foley. Or the guy with him. They're unarmed, you had a shotgun, and you let them throw you in the trunk. Okay, now you got your SIG in your hand, and you say in the report that you couldn't turn around, he had you pinned down. But when the trunk opened, how come you didn't cap the two guys then?
What do you work on most of the time, fraud? Go after crooked bookkeepers?
Karen, I've been with the Bureau 15 years on all kinds of investigations.
Have you ever shot a man?
No.
When was the last time you were primary through the door?
I have to qualify? Is that it?
You have to know what you're talking about.
We'll talk another time.
All right, Kara.
I'd like to know why Foley put you in that second car when he didn't need you anymore.
You'll have to ask him that.
Rip. What the deal is, baby?
Hi, Maurice. Oops. I don't know.
Make a fit.
There you go.
Fuck it, man. That's your little fishies for you.
Oh, good.
Not so fast. See, starting out, there's going to be an across-the-board cost-of-living increase, know what I mean?
What?
You know, when I got put in here a year ago on credit card fraud, I didn't really get no props for that, you know, but ever since I shanked that loudmouth pussy in the yard the other day, it's like my Dun & Broad Street around this bitch done shot way the fuck up, man.
Actually, it's Dun & Brad Street. That's the, well, I've heard it both ways.
Point is that the prices is going up around this bitch, too, okay? So get your little black book out. We got some business to talk about. All right, for little fishies, what I said it's going to be?
2,000.
2,000? Yeah, okay. Now they're going to be 3,000.
Come on.
Now they're going to be 3,000. And that saltwater shit that you put in your eyes, what do you call that?
Bushy lawn.
Bushy lawn?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. The bushy lawn shit, that's 300.
I need it.
Yeah, you do. And that extra pillow you want, I'm going to get that for you, but that's going to be like 5 C's.
5?
Hey. Sign says shut the fuck up or can't you fellas read?
The fuck you talking to, man? You got a problem over there, Foley?
Yeah, you got a problem? This is the dumbest fucking shakedown in the history of dumb shakedowns. $500 for a pillow?
That's right.
It does seem a little high, doesn't it?
Shut up, Dick.
It's a nice pillow.
Bo goose down.
But you still.
How much for your company, Chow?
My company? Come on, man. You know I watch this motherfucker's back.
That bet, how much?
That's a C note.
You're smart, Ripley. You'll tell this guy to fuck off.
Really? Oh, I don't know.
First of all, if he kills you, then he's going to get nothing.
Well, the man don't just have to die, Foley. I mean, he could accidentally hurt himself falling down on something real hard, you know, like a shiv or my dick.
I'll pay it. Don't worry.
If he falls on anything, Snoop, then they're going to transfer his ass out of your fashion. You can throw a fight, and you're still going to get nothing.
You know, last time I checked, man, this shit over here ain't got nothing to do with you, Foley. Why don't you go outside, man? Smoke a cigarette or some shit.
I don't smoke.
Oh, you heard the man. Why don't you get your punk ass up out of here?
Uh-oh.
Fucked up now, man. That's Jaime. Protege of mine. Ranked number 32 in the federal prison system.
32?
That's right.
Out of what, 20?
Oh, it's funny.
Man, kick this cracker's ass.
What's going on here?
Nothing, you know, just reading this fundamentalist shit. We just got all excited and everything.
Clear out of here. Now.
No problem.
All of you, let's go.
Snoopy, I think we settled the fish thing.
Oh, the fish, yeah. My bad. That's how you do the shake, partner.
Paper says there's 10 grand each on you, Chino, and Lulu.
You say anything about Karen?
Just that she got away. Here. Jack!
I'm sorry, it's in the pool. Did it say what happened to her after she took off with Glenn?
I don't know, Jack. You'll have to ask Glenn, and he's probably on his way to Detroit, which is where we should be.
Yeah.
Do you realize what you're doing, Jack? Worrying about a woman who works for law enforcement? You want to sit down and have cocktails with a woman who tried to shoot you? Do you hear what I'm saying?
I think this old guy right there is her boyfriend. It's the only picture she has of him.
Am I going to Detroit by myself?
No.
Jack, the longer we stay here, the better chance is that either Glenn is going to screw up the score or we're going to get busted or both.
Hey.
This is Foley. Karen? This is Foley.
doesn't even look like that.
Oh, no?
Mm-mm. He looks a lot like... different.
Wyatt Earp is here.
Feel bad?
Yeah.
Did your dad take good care of you?
He took the week off to take care of me, and he's worked on his boat every day since. Yeah, this is Ray Nicolette.
Hey, hi. Pleasure to meet you.
I heard a lot about you. Likewise.
Ray's working with the FBI task force on the prison break.
I see that. Tell me, Ray, you ever wear one that says undercover? No?
How's it going?
Sit down.
Okay. Good. Good. Cut one off.
Was it Foley?
Was it off a tip?
Yeah. Somebody spotted two of them out in this hobo camp near the airport. You know, called in a number.
I knew it. As soon as I saw there was a reward.
Maybe it was Foley.
No. Lenari, some of the Cubans. I mean, in there, you know, full SWAT, two choppers, that whole deal. Lenari goes nuts, starts shooting, so we took him out. I don't know how Chirino got away, but he did.
And Foley hadn't been there?
No, this place was strictly Cuban. You know, if Foley had a ride, he must have his own agenda. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He seems to be the only guy who kind of knows what he's doing.
Uh-huh. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, yeah, she is. Just a minute, please. Mm-hmm. Karen.
Hello?
Hi. You know who this is?
Yes.
So, Ray.
Yeah.
There's something I'm wondering. The headline reads, I slept with a murderer, says shaken Miami woman.
Was it to answer the phone?
None of your business.
I'm just worried maybe I'm not old enough for you.
Who's my dad?
Really?
He's got a cop's face.
How do you know? Oh, wait. You have my wallet.
And your gun.
Think I can have him back?
How do we do that?
Well, let's see. You can come on by my dad's place and drop him off.
Yeah, I can leave it with the SWAT guy that answers the door.
You know, there's a guy here on the task force right now. Maybe I should put him on the phone and let the two of you work it out.
You wouldn't do that.
Oh, why not?
Because you're having too much fun.
She fixes him pork chops and rice. The next thing you know, they're making love on the sofa.
She says he was very gentle.
This guy, Chirino, shows up at the house, says he misses a little girl. She feels sorry for him. Next thing you know, boom, you know, on the couch.
And that's how you score now, huh?
I guess.
Well, there's something I've been wondering. Whatever happened to your Uncle Cully?
Why, you think he's going to tell you where I am?
Unless you want to tell me.
He's dead. Did 27 years before he got out, and he died a couple of years afterwards in charity hospital. By trying to make up for all the good times he missed. That's not going to be me.
Oh, what, one last score? Retire to some island, is that the idea?
Jack!
Partial to mountains myself. If you like islands, we'll make it an island.
What do you mean we'll make it an island?
You and I can make it. Yep.
Jack, you better come and check this out.
Is that Buddy?
What? No, okay. Okay, bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. So she's a married woman.
Right.
But she goes to bed with a prison escapee because he tells her that he misses his little girl. She tells the world about it. But you protect her. You don't reveal her name. Well, that makes it sound like what she was doing was okay as long as her husband doesn't find out about it. Like the guy who cheats on his wife saying what she doesn't know won't bother her.
Dad.
What?
Ray, I want to show you something. In the living room.
Yeah.
Good talking to you, Ray.
Yeah, you too.
Federal law enforcement agents raided a squatter's camp north of Miami International Airport this morning in the hopes of capturing a fugitive from Tuesday's daring escape from Glades Prison. FBI officials confirmed that one of the escapees, Aurelio Linares, was killed...
Chino's been a lot of talk to me.
Man, Chino's running for his life. He don't give a shit about you.
No, by now I gave him up back at Glades. He's going to want to find me. Maybe go see Adele, see what she knows.
He knows where she lives?
Jack. We were talking once, drinking rum, and I may have mentioned Adele, how she worked for a magician. Chino got all interested because he saw the woman in half. Maybe he wanted to meet her, maybe see her if she came to visit.
Oh, okay. So you call her up and tell her don't talk to any Cubans.
The phone's probably tapped by now.
Yeah, you're right, and if the phone is tapped, you know they have a place staked out.
Shit.
Adele DeLisi speaking.
This is Adele?
Oh, yes, it is.
Sorry, wrong number.
Nice disguise.
I'm a tourist. All right. Here we go. Coming up right here. On the left.
Took up the guy with the clippers.
I don't know if the FBI is charging to trim hedges in this.
Quite a checker game they got going on, too.
Go on up.
Now you're talking, brother.
I'll say one thing for Jack. It's very considerate. Lights on or off, if you know what I mean.
Really? Adele, listen. I just want to find him before he does something else and makes it worse on himself.
Oh. Buddy will take care of him. Keep him out of trouble. He's Jack's conscience, always has been. Must have robbed 50 banks together. They were a really great team.
Until they got busted.
That wasn't Jack's fault. No, that was on account of Buddy, for some reason, decided to call his sister and confess to the job before they'd done it instead of after. Well, she called the FBI. They both went down, and they ended up at Lompoc. I think Buddy felt kind of bad about that.
Adele, do you have any idea where I could find Buddy or Glenn?
Mira, Adele, you in there?
Yes?
Mira, I'd like to speak to you, please.
Well, who is it?
Emil, you know the guy you used to work for?
He
gave me your number and where you live. Mira, I'm looking for an assistant. Can I speak to you, please?
Yeah.
You did work for Emil, right?
Oh, yeah, I was Emil's box jumper for 4 years, almost.
Coño, you were his what, his box?
Why, his assistant.
Oh.
You say you perform in the Miami area?
Oh, see, you know, here, there, you know, I was a magician in Cuba. They used to call me Manuelito, the magician. Mira, can you please open?
I'm not dressed.
I'm a good friend of Jack Foley. You know Jack?
Who are you?
Jose Chirino. Or maybe you hear Jack call me Chino. Bueno, I'm the same guy.
Tell him that he has to wait in the hall, that you have to get dressed. Say it loud.
Wait in the hall, you have to get dressed!
Mira, you tell me where I can find Jack, and I don't bother you no more, Nana. Come on, please. Hello?
I don't know where
I'm
he is.
I'm the guy that helped Jack escape from prison, Mira. Please open his fucking door.
Go
so
away,
can
because
speak,
I'm gonna call
right?
The police.
Coño, why are you gonna do that, man, to a friend, man? Just so you bother the Jack.
That's it. Oh, that's it. Jack, wait. Me off. Ow,
coño,
mira. Please, Adele.
Give me a hand.
Adele. You not Adele?
I'll put a marshal on you under arrest. Give my bag, Adele.
Oh.
Mira, please. I think there's a misunderstanding here. Can you... Mira, nice bite. Mira, let's say we just forget about it, Nena, okay? We forget about this. I go
Shut
home.
Shut up.
Me, oh, what the hell? Told
you. Give me
the
other hand.
Okay, okay. Oh, I gotta go make pee-pee. Wow. Wow, you are mean. Look, I'm gonna call my lawyer. This is a, what they call that, human rights violation. I call you.
Daniel Burden, please. Karen Cisco.
Mira, Ben, can I ask you a question, please? You know that trick you do?
Karen,
mm-hmm.
Where are you? I've been trying to reach you.
When you in the box and they saw you in half?
I'm at Adele DeLisi's.
We already talked to her. That's a dead end.
I was just wondering if I bought in Torino, would you let me be on the task force?
And then
yeah.
They put the sauce
through
and they separate it, and that's it.
How do you do those? I don't get that.
You bring Torino in, and you can be on the task force.
That's all I wanted to know.
Wait,
now, would you forget about the ex-wife and get over to the Adams Hotel?
Got it.
And they open it up?
No. No.
And then that's it.
Fake legs.
Mm.
Thanks,
fake Adele. Legs. How are you going to... Ah! Coño.
Thanks, Adele.
How do they twinkle their toes in this fake mirror?
First thing we do, we get to Detroit, we find Glenn, and we find a window to throw him out of.
I was thinking, if I was Glenn and I was up there to take down the Ripper, where would I go?
Except that if you were Glenn, you wouldn't be thinking.
Remember Snoopy Miller, his old pal from the joints?
Snoop, I figured he'd be brain dead by now.
Nah, Snoop doesn't box anymore. Glenn told me that he's managing some fighters out at the Kronk.
Did you get the key?
Yeah, room 613.
I want two men outside, front and back. Conroy, Jameson, go on up to 6, cover both ends of the hall. Your primary, your secondary, and your point man.
You gonna use a ram?
Yeah. Why?
The manager's door is metal. You know what I mean? They might all be. A ram on a metal door makes a lot of noise for what good it does.
I got a shot clock round for my shotgun ought to do the trick.
Fine. Whatever.
Two, please.
Take the stairs. Karen, Karen, take the radio. Stay down here in the lobby and watch the elevators.
What? Daniel, I want to go upstairs.
Well, you can go wait out in the car if you want to. Now, you see Foley and this guy Bragg coming behind us. What do?
Call and tell you.
And you let them come up. You don't try to make the bust yourself. You understand?
Is this your floor, ma'am? Is this your floor, ma'am?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. I'm sorry. Thank you.
He advised we are approaching the door. He advised we are going to blow the door.
What's going on?
She's looked right at me.
Who?
Karen.
Karen Cisco?
Yeah. She's in the lobby.
She's in the lobby?
Yeah.
You know where I live, no doubt they know what I drive. We gotta dump this car.
sat there, looking right at me.
Karen, they're not up here. Keep your eyes open. Karen? Karen? Are you there?
He waved at you?
Couldn't swear to it, but I'm pretty sure he did.
Did you wave back?
I didn't have time.
I imagine you would have, though.
Buddy's sister, Regina Mary Bragg, got two calls from Buddy in Detroit this morning. She calls Burden. She's also the one who called Burden and gave him Buddy's address.
So?
So what I want to know is why he still calls her even after she turned him in.
He doesn't seem to hold a grudge. What I want to know is why they got such a big score up north that Foley hang around Miami for so long. Any thoughts on that?
None I'd like to share. I'll call you when I get in.
Okay.
Just deal product to manage fighters no more. Last chance since the last time you seen me, man. It's like I've vertically integrated myself, you know, diversified and shit, and now I'm into the occasional grand larceny, home invasion, shit like that. White boy Bob right there is my all-around man, you know, my personal bodyguard when I feel like I need one, driver, shit like that. Yo, man, watch the road, white boy. What you looking back here for? Yeah. Yeah. I like this car, Glenn.
Yeah. Stole a good one, boy.
We can roll around the Ripley's neighborhood up there in Bloomfield Hills. I get sweated by the private security. Ain't gonna have no police on our ass, nothing like that. It's nice, man.
Yeah. Oh, hey, so you still haven't said how you want to do this thing?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna tell you that. As soon as we get one other brother I'm gonna need, Kenneth, it's Moselle's brother, along with white boy right there.
What?
All right, here we go, white boy.
Who's the fireman?
Ken Dog.
What's up, brother-in-law?
Just having a hustle.
Yeah. Hey, man. The cigarette gonna bother you more?
Yeah, put that thing out, man. Ken, this is Glenn. Glenn? That's Kenny, man. That's the dude I was telling you about.
Right.
He's the one that's gonna help us rip off that rich white dude.
Yeah, that's him.
Help you?
Go ahead, white boy.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Look. Reese. I am letting you in on this gig, not...
You just asked how we gonna do it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you how, man. We the experts. Person I'm worried about is you, Glenn.
Me?
Yeah. Can you step up and actually do this shit, understand? Instead of just talking the talk.
Do what?
Walk into this house I got picked out. Do this cross-dressing nigga named Eddie Solomon I used to sell to, been dealing on his own.
What? When, man?
Shit right now, son.
Fuck you think all this shit is for? I don't need to prove shit to you, man, okay? The Ripley job is my job. You're either in or you're not. You want to go pop some crack dealer, pissed you off, man, that is your problem, not mine.
Glenn, fuck. I know you're supposed to be cool and everything, okay, but you ain't got to give me no tone of voice. If you don't like what I'm saying, you just bounce the fuck up off this whip anywhere along up in here, man.
Okay, I think we're forgetting that this is my whip. Okay. I brought it up. Yeah.
Glenn, shit, hey, come on, man. If I say this is my car, you know this is my car. You just get yourself another one. If I say we in on this Ripley shit, we in on it, with or without your punk ass. And if I say you gonna walk up in this house and do this motherfucker so I can see if you got any balls or not, guess what else you gonna do?
We're here.
Tighten up your panties, boy.
That's
that
Julio.
That's
up. Well, yeah. Okay, I'll take that. Yeah.
Hatchet man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're
the
hatchet.
Yeah. Set some fire to that ass. Look here. You want the 45 or the Glock? Glenn. Than you thought it was gonna be, huh? You with the bad boys now, baby. Let's go.
What do you think?
I think Glenn opened his big mouth. Now we got ourselves another partner.
Hey, Studs, how you doing?
Jesus Christ, what are you guys doing here?
You expecting us? Where's your sunglasses? Did somebody finally step on them for you?
I don't know.
Whose blood you got on your shirt?
Listen, man, these guys are crazy.
Snoop.
Shit.
You got a problem here?
Hey, Jack Foley, famous bank robber.
Scoopy Miller, famous fight thrower.
Since I read in the paper somewhere that you broke out of a prison down in Florida, is that right?
We got a little class of people there, Snoop.
Hey, you call him that again, I'm gonna put your head through the wall.
What? You mean Snoop?
Nobody calls me Snoop or Snoopy anymore. What White Boy Bob's trying to tell you right now, he's just a little crude with it, you know what I mean? Now I left all that behind me, partner.
But you call this bozo White Boy.
White Boy Bob. White Boy Bob used to be a fighter.
Oh, so tell me, what do you do now, White Boy Bob, outside of shooting your big mouth off?
Being back in the yard, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, just like it. Nobody backing down or nothing. You back down, you just a pussy. So what's up, man? Why y'all in Detroit anyway up here in the cold?
Well, Glenn didn't tell you?
Glenn, what?
I thought you guys were busted.
Why is that? Because you left us standing on the side of the road?
Whoops.
Look, Snoop, I know what Glenn promised you or what you think you're going to get out of this. Here's the deal. Buddy and I, we're going to take half anything we get off of Ripley. Anything else, you guys are allowed to cut up any way you want.
Oh. Well, why don't we talk about this outside, man?
Nice in here. It's warm.
Warm? Shit, like 90 degrees in here, man. Sometimes it's 100 up in this mug. That's the way Emmanuel liked to keep it. Keep his fighters mean and lean, you know? Like Tommy Hearns, ain't that right, kid? I got some place to be anyway, so tell you what, why don't you come by the fights Friday night? We'll sit down, chop it up, you know, look it over. Stay there. All
right. We'll see you then.
So it must take a lot of balls to walk into a bank and stick it up with a gun, huh?
I don't know. I never used a gun before in my life.
You're kidding.
You'd be surprised with all you can get and ask for it the right way.
Well, you're the reason, my friend, that I don't keep all my money in the bank.
So where do you keep your money, Dick? Talk about all those uncut diamonds.
I know what you're talking about.
You're the one with balls. Say something like that to somebody like Glenn.
Glenn? Come on, nobody's going to believe Glenn. Do you believe Glenn?
No, I don't.
Besides, even if it was true, he'd still have to know where I keep him, wouldn't he?
Didn't have to know anything. You told him you keep him in your house.
It's a very big house. So how much longer are you in here for?
22 months, 3 days, 2 hours. Why?
Because I could use a guy like you. Somebody that knows how to ask for things in the right way. I'm talking about when you're out of here. After all, you can't rob banks forever, can you?
I'm not exactly a 9-to-5 type.
Who is?
I thought everybody liked Eddie.
How you doing, Ray?
I'm freezing. But I'm getting warmer.
So listen, other than we had so much fun the last time we worked together, you want to tell me why you're coming to me instead of the FBI?
I go to the FBI. The first thing I'm going to do is send me to get some coffee.
But you know what? You're right.
Listen, Ray, about a year ago, DA had a guy, Glenn Michaels, on possession with intent.
Listen,
they couldn't make it stick.
We'll find out whose it is and move it, all right?
In his statement, he said that he was coming up to Detroit to see a friend about job opportunities, if you can believe that.
What was the name of the friend?
Maurice Miller, also known as Snoopy. He used to be a prize fighter.
I know Snoopy. He's a fucking whack job, you know? He thinks he's Sugar Ray Leonard, hangs out over on the west side with a couple of other first-rate nutcases.
Well, I'm going to need a last known address.
2710 coming in. You're going to need what?
A last known address.
That your car?
Yeah.
No way. I don't want you talking to Miller alone.
Come on, Ray. I'm a federal officer. I can handle myself. I'm armed.
I'll call you tomorrow with the address.
Thank you, Raymond.
You see the paper?
Terrific shot of her.
Outside of that.
I didn't see what she's doing here, but I don't think it has anything to do with us.
She came up here on her vacation because she likes shitty weather.
I think she's after Glenn.
Is the girl still there?
They don't stay the whole night, Jack, unless you pay for it.
Did you tell your sister about it?
Yeah, I just hung up. She prayed for me.
Mm-hmm. And how long were you on the phone with her?
2 hours.
And how long were you with the girl?
45 minutes.
You tell your sister about Ripley, did you?
Look, Jack, just forget about my sister, okay? Now, if Karen Sisko is tailing Glenn, we're fucked. Tomorrow night at the fights, we all get picked up.
Now listen, why don't we just drive by where we're meeting tonight, check it out. We'll go by Ripley's, too, while we're at it.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Athenaeum Hotel, how may I help you?
Karen Sisko, please.
Hello, Best Western.
Karen Sisko, please.
Moselle Miller?
What do you want?
I'm looking for Maurice.
You find him, tell him the dog got run over. I'm out of grocery money. Moselle, who are you talking to? Lady looking for Maurice. What's she want? Hasn't said.
That's not Maurice.
That's Kenneth, my brother. He's talking on the phone. Ask her what she want with it. You ask her. Maurice's business is none of my business. You damn right. State Theater, huh? Yo, who's fighting? What?
I'm looking for somebody. I think Maurice knows.
You're not with probation, one of those.
No.
Your lawyer?
No, I'm not. I'm looking for somebody named Glenn Michaels.
Glenn? I don't know any Glenn.
Well, he said he stayed here last November.
Here in this house?
He said he stayed with Maurice.
Well, he ain't even here that much. I'd like to know where he goes, but at the same time, I don't want to know, you understand?
Yeah. You say your dog was killed?
Got run over by a car.
What'd you call him?
It was a she named Tuffy.
What do you think I might find Maurice, Moselle?
I don't know. The gym, the fights. I know he don't miss the fights. Having some tomorrow night down at the State Theater. He used to take me.
State Theater.
Why are you asking all these questions about Maurice? She's looking for a man named McGlynn.
Did I ask you? Well, go on and do something with yourself, Moselle. Why don't you take your ass to Dot and Ella's and get us some shrimp or something?
You're a fighter.
How do you know that?
I can tell.
Yeah, I was. Till I got my retina detached 2 times.
What'd you fight about, middleweight?
Oh, light. Super middleweight. That's my body developed. If you go by what, bantam?
Flyweight.
Nigga, what? You know your divisions, huh? But you like the fights? You like the rough stuff? Yeah. Bet you do. You like to get out and tussle a little bit? Like me and Tuffy before she got run over. We used to get out on the floor and tussle all the time. I say to her, you a good bitch, Tuffy. It's a treat for you. And I give Tuffy what all good bitches love best. And you know what that is? You know what that is? a bone. I'll give you a good bone too, girl.
You're not my type.
No, that shit don't mean nothing to me. I let the monster out, you're gonna do what it wants.
I gotta go, Kenneth. Maybe we'll see each other again sometime.
No, we're gonna tussle first.
Damn it! What the fuck was that?
You wanted to tussle. We tussled.
That's a big-ass house.
Place almost looks like a prison.
Yeah, no doubt. He's got some serious security system.
Time comes, we'd go up, knock on the door, see if he wants to talk about old times, going the easy way. Mm.
Cool. Think he'll let us in? We got the Snoop and that muscle-bound asshole with us?
Since everybody's going to be with us. I say we go to the fight tomorrow night, see what Snoopy's big plan is, then we go in ahead of him alone.
Oh, I can dig it. Let Glenn deal with the Snoop while we off living a good life.
Good life. But do you know anybody who's done one last big score and then gone on to live the good life?
Look, Jack, there's a chance we'll walk out of there with nothing. I say let fate decide.
Let fate decide? What, are you the fucking Dalai Lama now?
Nah, man, it's my sister. Yeah, my sister believes in fate, but not hell. That's why she stopped praying for all the lost souls, since you don't hear that much about purgatory anymore. But every day she asks her boss to pray, that buddy don't fuck up. I mean, what do you think? You think there's a hell?
Yeah, it's called the Glades Correctional Institute. I'm sure shit not going back there. Any place like it.
They put a gun on you, you'll go, brother.
They put a gun on you, you still have a choice.
So, Mr. Foley, Mr. Ripley and I have had a long discussion about your role in the company, and it was his feeling you'd be happiest working down here in Miami. How's that sound to you?
Sounds great.
Good. You're about a 42 long, right?
I'm about a 42. A 42 regular.
Okay, let's see how she fits.
Who's that?
Your uniform.
My uniform.
Foley.
Sir, excuse me, sir.
Are you fucking kidding me? Security guard? What are you, stoned?
Hey, take it easy. It's all right, Peggy. It's under control. You know something? I wasn't sure that you'd show up here, but I was very sure if you did, you'd throw this job in my face. Let me tell you something. Every single thing you've done with your life up until this point in the real world means nothing. Less than nothing. You're a bank robber. It's not a very marketable skill. We don't see a lot of old bank robbers walking around with a pension plan, now do we? I think you know this. That's why you're here. Today I've offered you a lousy job with a lousy wage. You want something better? Why don't you show me you can change? Then I'll offer you something better, a lot better. But until then, my friend, you'll have to earn it.
How, Dick, the way you earn it? Marrying some rich broad, owns a company, selling off a piece of time, then divorcing her?
Is this Newt Rockne pull yourself up by the bootstraps bullshit?
Back in prison, a guy like you in a place like that, you were ice cream for freaks. Your goddamn dumpling. Maurice and a dozen other guys would have bled you till you had nothing. Until you were nothing. I saved your ass. So you'll pardon me if I don't want to sit on a fucking stool all day and say, sign in here, please. Or, hey, pal, you can't park here. All right, Dick? I can't fucking do it, Dick.
I'm disappointed in you.
Good. Oh, hey, here we go. What job did he promise you boys?
There's two ways we can do this.
Now, what are they?
Hey, buddy, I gotta get a better pair of shoes and some things for tomorrow. Drop me off by the rent center and we'll hook up later.
Yeah, okay. I better go call my sister.
Can I get you anything?
May I have a bourbon, please? Water back.
Okay.
Hey, Ted. Why don't you do this again, please? On Celeste. I'll put the lady's drink on our bill.
They want to buy your drink for you.
Yeah, I get that. Tell them I'd rather pay for my own.
Okay.
Excuse me. My associates and I, we made a little bet on what you do for a living. And I won. Hi. I'm Philip.
If it's okay with you, Philip, I'd rather just have a quiet drink and leave.
Don't you want to know what I guessed? How I know what you do for a living?
Really, Philip, I don't want to be rude. I just want to be left alone.
Excuse me. I think I know why you're depressed. If I can offer my observation. See, I got a hunch. You're the new sales rep. And your client's not exactly knocked out by the fact that a young lady, even one as stunning as yourself, is handling the account. Am I close? I'm Andy. We're all ad guys. Flew in this morning from the Apple. New York. Came in to pitch Hiram Walker Distillery. Little test market campaign for the new margarita mix. It's really pretty interesting. We take this Hispanic bandito with his bullet belts and everything and a big chihuahua hat. And he pulls out his six guns. And these guys back here...
Andy. Really? Who gives a shit?
Do you want to tell me what happened?
Beat it, Andy.
Andy. What are you
doing? I buy you a drink?
Yeah, I'd love one. Sit down.
I'm Gary.
I'm Celeste. It takes forever to get a drink around here. There's only one waitress. Oh, don't go.
Those guys bother you?
Oh, they're fine. I mean, you just got here. You help yourself.
You like bourbon?
I love it.
We got that out of the way. Tell me, Celeste, what do you do for a living?
I'm a sales rep, and I came here to call in a customer, but they gave me a hard time because I'm a girl.
Is that how you think of yourself?
As a sales rep?
As a girl.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
I like your hair. I like your outfit.
Actually, this is my second favorite outfit. I had a first favorite, but it got ruined and I had to get rid of it.
You did?
It smelled.
Really? Having it clean didn't help?
No. So tell me, Gary, what do you do for a living?
Where do you want to go with this?
Not yet. Don't say anything yet.
I don't think it works for somebody else. You know, Gary and Celeste, what do they know about anything?
Well, this is your game I've never played before.
It's not a game. It's not something you play.
Well, does this make any sense to you?
It doesn't have to. It's something that happens. It's like seeing someone for the first time. Like you could be passing on the street and you look at each other and for a few seconds there's this kind of a recognition.
Like you both know something. The next moment the person is gone. And it's too late to do anything about it. And you always remember it because it was there and you let it go. And you think to yourself, what if I had stopped? What if I had said something? What if? What if? It may only happen a few times in your life.
Or once. How'd you find me?
Oh, called your room from downstairs.
Ew. And if I had answered, what were you going to say?
I would say who I was, and do you remember me, and if you'd want to meet for a drink.
If I remembered you. I came here looking for you. All right, so then I would have said yes, but for all you know, I could have had a SWAT team waiting for you. Why would you trust me?
It'd be worth the risk.
You like taking risks.
So do you.
You know, sooner or later, you really wear that suit.
Well, it's not what you were about to say.
Remember how talkative you were in the trunk?
Mm-hmm.
Adele said you do that when you're nervous.
She did, didn't she?
You kept touching me, feeling my thigh.
In a nice way. Side of the road, never see you again.
Then you waved to me in that elevator.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure you caught that.
I couldn't believe it. By that time, I had been thinking about you a lot. And just wondering what it'd be like if we met. If we could take a time out.
I was thinking the same thing. I kept thinking, what if we took a time out? If we, because just spent some time together. I saw you on the street.
Where?
Outside the Dells.
You went to see her?
To warn her about Chino.
So she did help you.
I don't think we should get into that.
You're right. And I won't ask about Buddy or what you guys are doing in Detroit or if you've run into Glenn Michaels yet or...
Okay, now don't talk like that because you scare me.
Something I want you to know. I wasn't just looking for a fuck, if that's what you're thinking.
Or I was,
Why are you mad?
I was looking for some kind of kinky thrill, you know, score with a bank robber, the way some women go for rough treatment.
All right. Now I can say that I fucked a U.S. Marshal. Do you think I will?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Come here. I know a guy. Walks into a bank with a bottle. Tells everybody it's nitroglycerin. He scores some cash off of the teller. On his way out, he drops a bottle. It cracks on the floor. He slips in it. He smacks up his head. They get him. The nitroglycerin was canola oil. I know more fucked up bank robbers than ones that know what they're doing. I doubt 1 in 10 could tell you where the dye pack is. Most bank robbers are fucking morons. For you to go to bed with one for kinky thrills, like you were saying, makes you as dumb as they are. Now, you are not dumb. Why would you think that? Why would you think that I would think that?
You're not dumb.
Well, I don't know about that. You can't do 3 falls and think you have much of a brain. But... serious on me now.
Trying not to. I just want to know what's gonna happen.
You know.
Seems to be going right.
I don't have the keys to the car.
I see that.
No, I mean, I'm not fucking stealing the car.
You're not?
No, I already stole it a week ago, whenever it was, in West Palm. So I can't be stealing it again, can I?
Put your hands on the wheel, please.
Okay, so now you're gonna bust me for picking up a car with...
For the car, for aiding and abetting a prison escape, and for conspiring to do whatever you came here for.
Listen to me, these guys, they're gonna be out here any minute looking for me. They're fucking animals, man.
What's going on, Glenn?
nothing. I just want to get the fuck out of here.
I thought this whole thing was your idea.
Okay, ripping off Ripley was my idea, but these guys, they are in a whole other level of their own.
Ripley, the Wall Street guy?
Yeah, the plan was to pick him up at his office tomorrow, and drive him out to his house in Bloomfield Hills. Now I don't give a shit what the guys do, you know?
And Foley was part of this.
Yeah, he's supposed to be, but he hasn't showed up yet, which is good for him.
Why?
Because Maurice is gonna kill him. To, like, try to collect the reward money or something.
But you say he hasn't shown up yet. You think he backed out?
I don't know. He doesn't exactly confide in me.
I wonder why.
Okay, now, if you're gonna do this, let's do it and get out of here. I'm freezing my ass off!
You wanna get out of here, run. It'll warm you up.
Oh, ha ha. Really?
I swear to God, Glenn, if I find out that you are lying to me, I am...
I know, you will find me. I believe it. Hey, you know what I was thinking? If you didn't drive me to the federal court last summer, you wouldn't even know who I am.
If I didn't know you, Glenn, by tomorrow you'd be in jail or dead. Think of it that way. Now run.
Bank robbers, man. Y'all missing the fights, man. Pull up a chair.
You sitting here?
Oh, that's your homie Glenn, man. But he bounced to the bathroom a couple minutes ago. We ain't seen him since.
Must have fell in, man.
No doubt. Yeah, since these two looking for him, man, they came back shaking their heads.
Well, if he left his coat and he's been gone a while, and car's here, man. I checked.
Yep.
All right, we're leaving.
Leaving? Fuck,
dude, but you know where Glenn is.
Look, man, what you worried about Glenn for, man? What'd he know?
I thought everything.
No, Glenn know everything that's supposed to happen tomorrow. Now, he may run and tell somebody that, but that don't mean shit, you understand? Glenn don't know I changed the plans. It's happening tonight. As soon as we leave here, go back by the house, pick up some shit we gonna need, and we just go do it.
Now, give me a minute to talk to Buddy.
You got 2 minutes. That's all. Make up your mind, Foley.
I wasn't asking permission.
You know they're gonna set us up.
I get that feeling, yeah.
You think you can get to the diamonds before they do?
Make your deal. You get out of here. Right now. I'll do the job with Snoop. I'll meet you anywhere you want. Maybe half.
Half for doing what?
Get me out of Glades for starters.
Who's gonna watch your back?
All right, white boy, house call.
Ready to do this, baby?
I'm ready for whatever.
Cool.
My shit always work.
Perennial Plumbing! Somebody in the house called.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about because no one was here.
Let's go skin.
Yeah.
You got time to take me up on my offer?
I'll leave you alone with these assholes.
Raymond Cruz.
Ray, it's Karen Sisko. I'm at Ripley's house. I just saw Maurice Miller and four other suspects force their way into the house. They're armed. I'm going to need backup.
Where are you?
I work here. I'm the maid. Fuck off!
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Fucking off.
Hey, not yet.
Where Ripley at?
He isn't here.
Out for the evening or some shit?
He's in Florida. Palm Beach.
When's he due back?
What difference does it make? You going to wait for him?
Mr. Ripley's down for the season. Christmas to Easter.
Fuck that shit, man. You here all by yourself?
That's right. Just me.
Where Ripley's safe at? Keeps his valuables in.
I don't have any idea.
I fucking bet you don't. We're gonna take a look upstairs in the man's bedroom, all right? You and Mr. Buddy, look at all the rooms down here. Check the paintings behind the walls. Check the fucking walls in the closets. The man's got a safe, okay? It's here somewhere.
What about his place down in Florida? I mean, if you called, we could have checked the walls down there before we left. That is, if you bothered to find out where he was. You follow me?
Man, take this bitch upstairs. Upstairs! Listen, you try and trip any alarms or anything like that, you're going to be a dead hazel. You understand me? Hey, where we at? Where is it?
You ever wear one of these?
I don't ski. Right,
keep an eye on the maid. I'll have a look around.
Go sit down. Please.
Damn, Mo. How's this motherfucker living, man?
Shit. Can't find the pictures on the wall, man.
Hey, Mo. Found some rubbers.
White boy, why the fuck you looking under the mattress? You know dude ain't gonna hide no diamonds under there. Damn, dumb Bama motherfucker. Where Foley at, man?
He's checking other rooms like you said, boss.
Man, keep an eye on Foley. Ken, stop fucking with the radio, man. Put on a CD.
I don't know. I don't recognize none of these bands, Mo.
Just pick somebody.
Well, how does it seem like Michael Bolton? What the fuck do you want to listen to, huh?
I like Schubert.
Schubert? Well, I don't.
Foley? Cool.
911 got you on hold, Richard?
Foley!
How you doing?
What in God's name is happening here? Who's upstairs?
Snoopy Miller, a couple of his friends.
Maurice? From Lompoc?
Yep.
Have they got Midge up there?
What kind of a man lets a woman answer the door this time of night?
We thought it was her husband. He comes here and checks up on her. I'm supposed to be down in Florida.
A few minutes, you're going to wish you were. Let's go. Come on. Just sit down. Have a look at your fish.
Oh, that's working. That's working. Yeah, that's working. Damn.
Motherfucker! I found a safe, Joe!
What's going on, man?
Oh, shit! We got to have a party!
They found the safe.
Buddy, you remember Richard, don't you?
Yeah, hi. Nice house.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, we just all hit this handle. Blow this sucker wide open, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Let's get it ready.
Oh, dude, you're gonna kill me with that. Where you been, man?
Found some steaks.
Steaks?
Got some big ones, bro.
Man, come on. Blast this damn safe open, man.
Daddy looking for food.
Oh, Donald. All
right.
Hold it. No, no. Get to the side, man. All right. On three. One, two, three.
Jesus Christ, they're shooting men.
Sit down, Dick. They're trying to open up the safe. Now you're made.
Oh, shit.
Man, we didn't even crack this on, bitch. Okay, hit the hinges.
Mm-hmm.
Put your finger in the air, man. It's a little loud. All right, on three. One, two.
The combination is 3-10-44. Richard's birthday.
Thank you.
Dead?
We gotta find Foley, man.
Can't believe you're still angry with me after all this time.
I'm not angry with you, Richard. In fact, I'm completely relaxed. The thing is, I can't figure if it's the fish that are cooling me out or all those uncut diamonds in the bottom of the tank there.
Damn.
Dumb fuck Glenn was right. What, you got about 5 million worth in there?
5.2. They just look like plain old rocks.
They sure do. You want to grab them, buddy? If I were you, I'd get up and run.
I'm not leaving Midge.
Don't be an asshole. They're going to kill you.
Well, if that's my fate, then so be it. But I'm not leaving her. I'm in love with her.
Come on, Jack.
Good luck, Richard.
Come on, Jack.
Shit.
What?
They're gonna rape that maid, aren't they?
Well, look at those guys in Ripper, too.
And they're gonna kill him.
At least.
Rip, rip.
Tricky motherfucker.
Are those my suits?
Nah, these are my suits. Look at you, man. Where you been hiding, Dick?
We made it, didn't we?
All you gotta do is get in the van, baby.
Going back in.
I'll go with you.
No, you dump the van, meet me at the airport. I'll get one of Ripley's cars.
Jack.
Buddy, listen, the shit that's about to go down here, you'll be on the phone with your sister for a month. All I'm saying is we're square.
Here.
Yep.
Jack.
Get out of here.
Midge, man. Where the jewels at, Dick?
Foley! Foley's got them. Go after Foley!
The fuck is Foley, man?
Midge?
Bring him!
Midge!
Get your punk ass down, man. Man, take the front stairs. I'm gonna take the back.
You all right?
Where's Richard?
He's downstairs. You wait here.
Hold it, asshole. Drop the gun. Drop it! Put the damn gun down now! Now! Put it down! Stay right there. Don't move.
Maurice!
I got Foley!
Maurice!
Oh!
You ain't got another clip I can use, do you?
No, I don't.
You ain't never shot a gun before, have you?
Not until recently, no.
You a little nervous?
A little bit, yeah.
You know, a situation like this is a high potentiality for the common motherfucker to bitch out.
So I figure why take a chance.
Bitch!
He's up here. He's dead.
Come on, Jack, don't.
Pretend it's not me.
You think I'd shoot you?
You don't. Somebody else will.
What are you now, a desperado? Put the gun down.
Not going back.
Jack, please don't make me do this. Put the gun down. Damn it, Jack. Put the gun down!
No more timeouts.
You win, Jack. I can't shoot you.
You did. You shot me.
You know what I mean. I'm sorry. I wish things were different. They don't know yet if they want to bring him up on the homicides. I doubt if they will. And the Bureau's put a detainer on him, so when they're through with him here, he'll go back to Florida.
Are you going to go get him?
It's possible. Why?
Well, you know, I was just thinking. You can have a nice time with him on the ride down, like picking up where your interlude or whatever it is that you call it left off, and then you can throw him in the shithouse.
He knew what he was doing. Nobody forced him to rob banks.
My little girl. The tough babe.
I'll call you later.
Goodbye.
Jack. Got your present. Something for the road. I'm gonna have to take it away, though, as soon as the ride is over.
Jack Foley, meet at Jerry Henry.
What kind of a name is Hajira?
It's Islamic.
What's it stand for?
The Hajira was Muhammad's flight from Mecca in 622.
His flight?
Brothers in Leavenworth gave me that name.
You're in Leavenworth, huh?
Four time.
Meaning?
Meaning time came, I left.
You busted out.
I prefer to think of it as an exodus from an undesirable place.
How long before they caught up with you?
That time?
There were others?
Yeah. That was the ninth.
The ninth?
Well, ten if you count that prison hospital in Ohio I walked away from.
A lot of walking, Henry.
The Gyra.
Gyra? Now we're off to Glades.
Yeah, it looks that way. I was supposed to leave last night with the Lady Marshal, but for some reason she wanted to wait.
She did, huh?
Guess it's cheaper taking two of us down in one van.
Could be. Maybe she thought we had a lot to talk about.
Really? Like what?
I don't know. Long ride to Florida.
It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to talk to. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. If you want me to love you, maybe I'll wait. Believe me, woman, it ain't no big deal. Oh, you need love now, just the same as I do. Makes me no difference now, who you give your thing to. Oh, it's your thing, do what you wanna do. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do now. I can't tell you who to talk to. Tell you who to talk to.